The art fairs in Hong Kong have drawn collectors and buyers from home and abroad, knowledgeable people who are more realistic and less impulsive when purchasing art.
The price of contemporary art drops very fast, so our clients are more cautious about the budget and more picky with the works. They will only buy something they really like or something with great quality.
It gets more expensive every year, but that's because our Australian dollar is so bad, lousy. I'm just looking to be inspired.
A recent survey shows that China's total art sales fell more than 20% last year, the biggest drop since 2012 to $11.8 billion. China has also lost its position as the world's second biggest art market based on turnover, now trailing both the United Kingdom and the U.S. Patricia Enberg, executive director of UBS Art Competence Center, admits that the contemporary art market is overheated at the moment, but there is still a niche in Asia.
The art market is not yet so established compared to other regions around the globe. It's a rather young art market. The amount of artworks which are available is amazing. But I think, especially in this region, what is important is also for an art collector to do a proper due diligence on those artworks before spending any money. I think there are quite a lot of rational reasons which came up that people are not hesitant, but maybe, you know, they take more time before they are make any decision. Especially, you know, the sensitivity for art-related risk management increased.
Swiss gallery Merzinska is exhibiting in Art Basel Hong Kong. Gallery CEO Matthias Rastoffer says art fairs are less hard hit than auction houses when prices are inflated.
Well, we already sold two important works in the first few hours, so I'm optimistic, obviously. The auction houses are the first ones to suffer on that because they are the more speculative element of the market. A gallery has a more long-term projection, more long-term approach.
With solid and robust sales in the high end of the market, it is too early to say the bubble in the art market values has burst, but the mid and lower level of works have been impacted by an economic downturn. 2016 is set to be a year of great uncertainty for world economy, and experts say this year would also shape the art market in the longer term. For CRI, this is Li Jun in Hong Kong.